Love for all of you and so much love with you. known so many of you for so long, really. And Peter just was, you know, I can't even know how many years ago, 35 or something, a long, long time ago, but we just love all the rejected Decker for a moment, and I want to express it for myself, because, you know, it was a glorious day 38 plus years ago that you walked in the door and God said, there's your wife, and here we are. How did we get 38 years later, and we are in debt, and we are in debt to you, you guys. I mean, really, you know, it's mahaluma ever beyond where we can ever imagine or hope for. Go ahead. I mean, I go back and go with you so far, and, you know, I feel like pretty much we've already given our message. Oh, I'll find something to say. You have something you want to say to all these beautiful people, honey? I mean, I see, you know, the young people that are now, you know, you're not kids, and we knew you when you were born, we knew you when you were kids. All of you that are middle age or a little bit older, and you know, like Billy and Amy, gosh, we remember, you know, we remember when Billy got saved, and remember when he was, there's no end to it, amen, hallelujah. So we just want to say, you know, this is like indeed, Amy and Billy, I mean, wow, I mean, Peter and Debbie, you know, I don't want to say anybody's name because you're all precious. I remember the day we met, you know, I have trouble with names. I remember most of these names, but, you know, they cut out 95% of my brain, so it really changed. No, they said they cut out 5% of it, but it has really impacted. I mean, I can tell you a whole story where we met. I'm going to be over there tomorrow, and, you know, Jewish Board,
Living Word
Chapel, I remember, you know, just hallelujah, when you were a little girl, you guys, I mean, you know, wow, I remember we had your little baby, hallelujah, when you were a kid, it just goes on and on. I remember, you know, you were a little baby, what happened? How come all these people got older, and we're still so young, right? You guys. Anyway, so we just want to express with everything within us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for loving the Lord. And thank you for loving us. It's really, really special. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, we moved to Israel. It's getting on towards 21 years ago. Not quite 20 and a half, I guess. It was September of 1997. We left, hallelujah. We passed on the leadership of the Kehillah, Peter and Debbie that we've been working with, you know, all you others. And it's amazing, here we are, 21 years later, and this place is wonderfully healthy, wonderfully blessed. And you've all helped to make it that way, obviously. So, hallelujah, God is good. You all know my story, so I'm not going to go through it again for the thousandth time. But you know, the scripture does say that they overcame by, what's the first one?
The blood of the Lamb.
And what's the second one?
The word.
Hallelujah. I was diagnosed to die. The doctor said 85% had to have it. I would die within a few months. He said, everybody, even if it goes away. He just told me that 6 months ago or a year ago. I don't know. And he looked at me and he said, Eddie, the MRI is clean. But the cancer cells are in your brain. We can't see them. They're in the center. They're going to come back. And what did we say? Hallelujah. But who said it? God. Hallelujah. We
received that.
I'm a testimony of health. Hallelujah. You all know I overcame cancer in the brain. And after that, I got a totally separate cancer of the throat. Hallelujah. Lymph and throat. They said that this had no connection to this. He said the good news is that the cancer doesn't move any place, it stays in the brain. But he said, you've got another cancer in your throat, and we destroyed that in God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a testimony. You're all part of it. Amen. You're a part of it. Hallelujah. So we love you. We thank you. We thank God for what he's doing here. And it's only getting better and better. We're going to be here in July for a wedding, or two weddings. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is one and there is two. Hallelujah. I met you once before. This is the second time, right? I met you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name again?
Craig.
Craig. Hallelujah. Well, you've got your hands full, brother.
Amen.
I know. I married Becky 38 years ago and she still takes and I take everything from her. Amen. Hallelujah. Israel's great. I mean, it's just, we're, you know, as much as we love New York and we love this part of the world and we love all of you, you know, we praise God that we stepped out in faith to follow the Lord and went to Israel. Our congregation is flourishing. I mean, you know, we've got like 200 people coming in a typical Friday.
Wow.
Lots and lots of Israelis. What did I say? Oh, that's an old thing. It's Saturday, 11 a.m. We get earlier for prayer and then we have our meeting. And typically there's, you know, around 200 people that fill the place up. And lots and lots and lots of young Israeli people that Jackie and I poured our lives into. I mean, you know, it's such a valuable thing because, you know, I'm 69. Jackie's very close to that herself. 59, right? And
that's not so close.
When you get to our day, it's really one of the breakdowns. I'm, you know, just chatting with you guys for our quite in the message. But you know, it's one of the real breakdowns I see in the church world, in the congregational world, is older men passing it on to younger men. And, you know, Jack and I, we were young, we were vibrant. I was a senior pastor and started the congregation in there in Jerusalem. And we went with Asher, but Asher, we were the pastors in the congregation and we poured ourselves into these young people. And they were so young. I don't remember how old they were, but they were so young. You know, they were just out of the army. Maybe they were 23, 24. And we started pouring them in, and we saw some of them had amazing callings. I mean, everybody had an amazing calling. Amen, everybody. A couple were, you know, we really saw that a few that were going to be future leaders, and we started pouring them in. And at that perfect moment, you know, I was somehow removed out of the scene. Maybe it seemed to us like it was a little premature. You know, I got the brain cancer, and I just took two giant steps backwards to fight for it.
Amen.
It became a full-time thing, but suddenly I had a fight for my life. Yeah. You know, learned how to do that. I'm not going to go to that now because I should have last time I was here. But, you know, in that, the young people stepped forward. And God gave them a push, and Asher gave them a push, and they stepped forward, and they're doing amazingly well. I mean, I'm not the senior pastor in the congregation. We passed it off to the young people. We have a couple of guys that share in the senior leadership. Of course, I'm still the senior elder in the congregation. We meet everybody regularly before into that. But in some wonderful way, it's also loosed us up a bit to, we keep hearing the prophetic word that God, I mean, not, you know, I hear it, but from other people come to us and declare that God has like a prophetic future for us. And it's going to be more out there, a little bit less focused in the local congregation, which is amazing because for 35 years, Jack and I gave our life to just being pastors. I told you, hey, you know something? I wrote a book. Can you believe it? I think it's called, what is it called, Jack? Do you think? It's not published yet. It's written, it's finished.
And it's great.
And it's, you think it's great?
Yeah.
What's your name? Really, you think so?
I replied by email.
Probably just haven't gotten it yet. I guess I haven't gotten it yet. No. You know, I sent it to one publishing company and they immediately wrote back and said, no thanks, we don't have any need for it. So I don't have a clue. At this point, it's a, you know, it's a pages document, about 20,000 words, telling the last 2.5 years. But not just telling, sharing my story, pouring it out. I'm going to share a little bit of that today, but pouring it out, you know, about every, I think almost every chapter ends with a little bit about, well, this is how it relates to your life. And ultimately, it's not about fighting life and death. You know, it's not like just for fitness. Because we all fight, amen? Is there somebody here that's not in a battle? I mean, maybe it's finances, maybe it's brother, maybe it's sister, maybe it's mother, maybe it's wife, maybe it's work. I mean, there's no end. We all walk in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And we have to learn how to fight. And God taught us so much as we went through life and death. Right, Jackie? Anything you want to say about that? I mean, she was amazing. I just want to say it again. I met Jackie. Everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the story. July 4th, 1979, Jackie walks into the house and the Lord says, there's your wife. And I said, God, she's got to be
in the room.
7 weeks.
Was that long?
Yeah, well, we went, I met her on the first day and said, Lord, she's beautiful. I heard the Lord say, here's your wife. I said, but she's not a believer, so she's got to be open and faith. I was fanatical. And the second day I ordered the faith, and the third day was her birthday, and I brought her to my house room for dessert. I said, Jackie, would you like to marry me? What did she say? Oh, Jackie said I have to start preaching, okay? So the congregation is thriving. And what I'm going to share today is something that I really believe is needed throughout the believing world. Like, well, let me just tell you about it, okay? You know? We are mighty men and women of God. Hallelujah. The thing that I want to share with you today, it's burning in my heart. It's one of the things that God has given me, one of the things that God has planted in me. Hallelujah. You know, somehow, when God created the heavens and the earth, think about it. I mean, he could have just made a perfect heaven and earth with no devil wandering around, right? And yet, he didn't do that. And somehow, when he created heaven and earth, God has all power. I mean, here we are, we're pouring our life out to bring the gospel of God, to bring the life of Messiah, to bring the love of Messiah to an unsaved world. Like, we're doing it. But sometimes I think to myself, like when I was battling cancer for my life and the doctor said I was going to die. I said, God, why does there have to be cancer when we share the Lord with lost people? I said, Lord, you could move your pinky like this and all the disease in the world would disappear. Lord, you could just go get out of here. And every single demonic force would go, and every single, what are there, 7.5 billion people in the world? What do we have, 1.5 billion Muslims today? What do we have in America, a giant generation of addicted internet kids who don't know a clue about God? God could go like this, and we'd all disappear, and the world would be saved. But somehow, he entered into a partnership and he decided, I could do it by myself, but I am going to do it with people. He said, somehow I'm going to work in an amazing partnership with men and women. And it doesn't matter who you look like, who you are, what your IQ is, what your intelligence is, whether you're, you know, young and strong and thin, or you're crippled, it does not matter. God calls every single person and he says, I am entering into a partnership with you. Thank you. He says, I am entering into a partnership with you. I want you to come out and work with me. I want you to. It's an amazing thing when you think about it. What an incredible calling. Every single person. It's one thing to be saved. I mean, first of all, you got to get saved.
Now, I don't got to say that in this room, because everybody in here is saved. Amen?
Yeah.
Anybody not? Come on, raise your hand over here right now. Hallelujah. Okay, everybody's going to say, you know, if you believe, if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, if you've repented for your sin, you got the life of God living in you. But it doesn't end there. You're saved, okay. But somehow, the life that God pours into us. I mean, I just got to tell you, I was transformed. I was transformed. And it's okay. You can pray like this, and that's fine. But I want you, everybody here, to understand the truth. Because we are in a partnership. What does that mean? That means God has called upon us to bring forth the kingdom of God. I've been transformed. I want to tell you, I used to pray. And I'd say, God, pour out your Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit in Kingston. Lord, pour out. And then one day, as I was battling the death and life and defeating cancer and the grave and getting empowered and learning how to live and learning how to fight, and God suddenly said to me, Eddie! I said, what? That's a breakthrough. You know, I mean, a lot of times in life, God has said, Eddie! And I just kept on walking and ignored him. I've gotten much better at hearing him. And I stopped and I said, what? I could heal you like this. I could just go. And you be whole. He says, but you are going to have to enter into it. And the people that love you and surround you are going to enter into it. And I'm going to bring something forth, not just by me moving my hand. For so many years, I was transformed. I used to pray, and I prayed for someone who was sick. And who's sick? I don't know. You got anything wrong with your mind? Anyway, you're young. You got a destiny in your life that's incredible. And I would say, oh, God, pour out your destiny. Oh, God, touch this one and make them whole. Oh God, come and heal this person. And that's okay. And I'm not condemning that. That's good and that's wonderful. But something happened. God, because he called us into a partnership, has given us the fullness of his life. Hallelujah. Something changed. The Holy Spirit is clear. The word is clear. The writing is clear. God, it is, wait a minute. You know, all scriptures, you know, I'm fanatical still. What do I do every morning when I get up? The first thing, Jackie. That's right, I mean, coffee. Hallelujah! Thank you guys. You know, these guys, you know, Tony and Art and Robin. I'm sorry it's my brain. Art and Robin, I know them, I love you, I know you. They put us up in this incredible home, and you know, it's gorgeous. In the kitchen, there's this beautiful two types of coffee machines. One's better than the next. I don't know. We have both. But anyway, you know, after I have my coffee, I put on the scripture of God. And I sit there and I listen to the word and I listen to the word and I listen to the word. And one of the things I've learned is that, and this is for everybody. This is for everybody. Without sugar and without milk. Whoa! No. But one of the things, really, truly, God says, it is no longer you who live, but it is I who live in you. The life I live by the faith in the Son of God. It is no longer I who live. It is Messiah who lives within me. I died with him and I rose with him in newness of life. I have destroyed the works of the enemy before you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The scripture goes on and on. I was buried with him and I rose in newness of life in him. Hallelujah. The same spirit that rose Messiah from the dead lives in you. And me. It is you. You hear me? The same Spirit that rose Messiah from the dead. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He has destroyed the works of the devil. This is the Word of God. This is Scripture. And I came to a place where I realized that when God came and I came to faith and I received the Holy Spirit, that his life came into me. Now wait a minute. The Bible says the same Spirit that rose Messiah from the dead is in heaven. That is what Jesus says. Oh, was probably in Jerusalem?
No.
Well, maybe it's in the Holy Temple or on the same Spirit that rose Messiah from the dead lives in you. You hear that? Now, I have no recollection if I said this a year ago or not, but I'm going to say it again. Yeshua was crucified. Amen? I love that in Ephesians it says, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he humbled himself, he took on the form of a servant, even unto death. He humbled himself and gave his life for you and for me. He poured out his life. This, you know, the scripture says that for the joy set before him, he endured the truth. God said to me in an intimate, personal way, he said, Eddie, the joy was you and Jackie. I mean, I could go on, and Peter, I mean, I could go on and on. But no, he did it for me. I am absolutely convinced that if I was the only person, there's 7.5 billion people in the world today. If I was the only person alive today that said, Lord, I receive your life, he would have been, of course, he went for you. He gave his life for each one of us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When Yeshua was crucified. Think about it. Okay, this is theology shell Eddie. I'm not a big theological teacher. But I'm a love teacher. God's given me his love. He's given me his heart. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's wonderful. Excuse me, the crucifixion, like when Yeshua was crucified, at least theology, it got dark. It got dark. How did that happen? Why did it? Well, let me tell you how it happened. At least theology, I'm right. Listen, I want to tell you, I can't go off the side. I'm sorry. I got to stay focused. When he was being crucified, and we see in the scriptures, the demons understood who he was. The demons understood the power and the authority who he was. And when he was crucified, every single demon, every single power of darkness, every single wicked and evil creation from the devil on up came crushing into Jerusalem to hold Yeshua in the ground. It got dark. Why did it get dark? Because all the powers of hell came together. That's dark. To get him into the ground and keep him there. And at some incredible moment, he was sent down into heaven and there was some good things down there. The devil was out of hell. He was sent down to hell and he was doing good things there. Set people together down there. leaving the captives. And the devil was trying to keep me. And at a given moment, that spirit from heaven poured upon me. I assure you. He just blew the devils away. Every single devil, every single power of darkness. In a moment, God went. And every devil was blown out of those things, and Yeshua rose from the dead, shining with light in the world. Hallelujah. He destroyed the works of the devil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He destroyed the works of the devil.
Amen.
And then he poured his light unto us. Wait a minute. Every morning, gigantic prayer together. One of the things we pray in the beginning, we say, He's given me everything I need for life and godliness. He's given me, let's think about that scripture. He's given me, how much does that cost, Lord? Let me check my wallet. I don't have any money on me. You got it! You're rich, you've got it. You're poor, you've got it. You're hungry, you're fucked, doesn't matter. If you want God, you get Him. He has given you everything you need. Well, Lord, I got a rough day in front of me. I'm a little nervous, I'm a little anxious. Hey, what is something? Well, I was a little anxious this morning, nervous or something. When I was praying, seeking God, I got this thing in my stomach. I get it more than I used to. I know it was about to. It's gone now. It was the devil trying to shut me up and make me worry that something wouldn't pour out of me. It's gone now. Hallelujah. But listen. God has given me. Listen. He's given me everything you need. 90%? And unless you're a thing like that, it was coming into work. Well, I'm going to use Jackie as an example. We were getting ready to travel. And Jackie gets nervous. She doesn't like leaving home, right? I mean, when I'm happy, I said, let's go for it. God is part of the new door that God's opening for us. We got to go. We got to spread what God's given us. Well, He's only given, she doesn't say that, but you know, has He given you 90%? No. Has He given you 70%? No. Has He given you 99%? What does the Word of God say? What does it say?
Everything.
He has given us everything. Now, that's 100%. Hallelujah. I have got everything that I need. Hallelujah. Okay. I've got everything I need for life. That's right. I used to work for IBM.
Yes.
Do you ever have employees who are difficult?
Yes.
Everything you need for life and for godliness. Hallelujah. You're sick. Well, I'm putting my hand on you. Hallelujah. And then I'm saying, God, heal this person. I'm saying, I've got everything I need for life and godliness. I'm saying that the same Spirit that rose Messiah from the dead lives in me. I'm saying that He has destroyed the works of the devil and He's given it to me. Everything we need. We've got it. We've got it. We've got it. Amazing. I don't look anymore. We don't want to look anymore. I'm like ridiculously bold. You see, you step out of God and His power begins to flow. And the more you step out, the more it flows. You hear what I'm saying? You've got the life of God in you. You've got the life of God in you. You've got the life of God in you. The same Spirit that rose Messiah from the dead lives in you. I don't have to pray and say, God, heal this person. I can say in the name of Yeshua, the authority that I have, be loosed, be healed. It's in us. We've got to use it. It's not complicated, is it? Most of the believing world, they believe and they're saved, but they're not. You see, I don't pray anymore. And again, I'm wrong in some areas. And I'm not anxious about being wrong because I love the Lord. And the day I live and beyond this life, I'm going to stand behind the Lord, before the Lord. And there's going to be a mighty burst of fire. And every place I missed it, every place it was Eddie stepping forth. If I'm speaking today and it's just Eddie and his intellect and his emotion and his natural gifting without the life of God, it's just going to go puff. Our natural abilities by themselves cannot bring forth the life and power of God. But the life of the Holy Spirit that we receive, that He has given to us. It's amazing. It's a partnership. Are there any two people here that are the same? Raise your hands, please. There are no two people in the entire earth, even identical twins. They're different. Every single human being is created by God, is unique and different. And yet every single one has one thing in common. If you want, if you believe, if you have faith, if you receive Yeshua, if you're hungry for the Spirit, God pours it into you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen! We have to walk in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apply it in your life.
Yeah.
Direct it in your life. You know, I read scriptures. I was so impressed. God created Adam and Eve. And what did He say if He made them up? He said, subdue. Genesis 1:28, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing. Subdue it! I mean, my goodness, God could have created Adam and Eve and He could have just gone poof and the world would have been perfect. But He said, Adam and Eve, you participate. You subdue it. I'm calling you to step out in the authority, in the power that you have, and subdue it. God is not waiting. There's not a moment coming. This is Eddie's theology again. There is not a moment coming when God's going to just pour out His Spirit and the world's going to be saved. He is waiting for people to wake up. Step out. Be bold. You know something? Again, could be wrong. Just what I felt in the Spirit. I hear God. Is that thing I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it isn't. I hear God. I believe I hear God. And God told me most of my people that are filled with my Spirit go through the week and don't share the life of God. Now listen, we read a scripture, right, Jackie? It says one plants.
Yeah.
Who wants to be a planter? Raise your hand. Good, we've got a number of hands here. One waters, but God grants the increase. That was such an encouragement to me. Lord, you mean all I got to do? God spoke to me, and He said, most of my people, spiritual people, they come to church, they come to a congregation, on Saturday or Sunday, they worship Him, they love Him, they jump up and down, they proclaim out in front of everybody the glory of God and the power of God and the anointing of God. Hallelujah! They do worship, they sing, they bow, they pray, and then they leave and they go to work, and for the next 5 days, they do not say a word to anybody about Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua the Messiah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine They go to the supermarket. You know, I'm very Israel oriented, you know. Israel's filled up really with these super Orthodox Jews who hate Yeshua. I don't know, they're so warped. They're so distorted. They have all this religious stuff they do, but boy, you mention Yeshua to them, and boom! No, that's not true. It's a lie. It's not of God. It's the devil. One plans, another wars. God brings the news. I love it.
Amen.
It's a scripture. It's not ace theology. It's a scripture. We are called. Yeshua said, you are the light of the world. It is a partnership again. He could have gone like this, and all of Israel would have been saved in a second. We get home in a couple of weeks and we find the entire nation on their face before God crying out to Yeshua because God went like that. But he didn't say that. So many people I know, they're crying out, God, send your spirit. And God says, I sent my spirit. 2,000 years ago, I overcame death in the grave. 2,000 years ago, I ain't coming again. I'm waiting. My people, I'm waiting for you to step out in me. I don't want anybody to answer this. Just want to ask you, when you did my mind, did you share the Lord with unsaved people? At work, did you share the Lord? At the supermarket? Are you ready for this one? It all happened through my cancer. I overcame death in the grave. And I admit myself to see it in his life. Lord, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with the doctors, with the dentists, with the patients. Every single, you know, Israel has a new gift. When you go to get the treatment, you spend, you know, we have a 9 o'clock appointment, 9:30 appointment. He calls me at 1:30 to come into his office. You know, there's 60 people waiting. Everybody's got cancer. Or they're here with somebody who's got cancer. It's the cancer ward. And Jackie and I were there. And you know, we're good now. Again.
Amen.
I don't thank God. Amen. Speak it out. I get up and I speak it out. I speak to the people I'm sitting next to. I'm sitting on their Bible just like this. And, you know, I put my hand on them. And I, you know, I say, hi, what's your name? Where do you live? What are you up to? What are you going on? What are you saying? And before long, we get into the Lord. Oh, I've got an amazing story. 40 plus years ago, I was a crazy Jewish hippie. One plant, I tell him how I got healed. Ooh. Okay, maybe you weren't healed from deadly cancer, but you know something? You were on your way to hell. Amen. You were filled up with, ask them, the young people, ask them about the sin, ask them about the immorality, ask them about pornography, ask them about sex. I mean, just go, there's no end to it. I'm in this place, and there's generally 60 people waiting. You know, this is secret things in my heart. I want to stand up and proclaim the gospel, but it seems impossible. And so every single time we're there, we speak with 2 people, with 3 people, with 4 people. We pray for that. And then we go home and we pray for them. And then one prays and another works. God gives them the increase. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes. Most of the time they're happy. Most of the time they find out we're believers and they say, oh, pray for us, please. You know, they're battling for their life with cancer. They're happy to have a spirit. I don't care what we believe in. Just bring it forth. So I'm sitting there with it up in my heart. I'm thinking to myself, oh, Lord. It was a long day. We had about 3.5 hours up there. I was speaking to individuals. So we would have to stand up in this place and just proclaim it every time. Because forget the Orthodox Jews and Muslims and seculars and Christians against them. And suddenly this woman, who I've known and shared the Lord with repeatedly for a couple of years, she's got this amazing gift. Don't go into her story now. But she gives away huge amounts of food. She rolls in with this giant, I don't know where, how, where, how she does it, but she rolls in with this giant roller filled up with incredible gifts for kids and food. And anybody want any food? Everybody knows her and loves her, and she knows me. I've shared the Lord with her a lot. And that day, about a couple of months ago, she walks in, and I see her, and I walk up to her, and I pick it up, and I have a wonderful talk with her about the Lord and my healing miracle and Yeshua. And she's Dati. I mean, she's, wearing black, and she's got her, she's Dati 100%, and I'm sharing the Lord with her. And does she get on me? No. She says, "Eddie, your story is amazing when you share it with everybody." I had just said that, Jackie, I wish I could share it with everybody. Everybody loves her because she always comes and always gives away free food to everybody. Everybody knows her and loves her. She walks out to the middle of the room. There's 60 people sitting there. And she says, "Hey, everybody, I want you to listen to Eddie's story. He's got an amazing testimony. Eddie, come on up here." And I walk out. I can show you pictures. Dati people. I mean, black hats and head rubs and mugs. I mean, they were putting me in the catalog in the same room. And for the next 6 or 7 minutes, I give the testimony that I'm miraculously touched and healed by the power of Yeshua the Messiah. And he wants to heal all of them. And I tell them about Yeshua. And I tell them about his power and his glory and the miracle that I went through. Oh, by the way, the scripture says he overcame by the word of his testimony. That's number two, right? Yeah. By and loving the faith. So I'm doing them all. Praise God. I'm just, single-handed. I'm giving a testimony, but they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony, not loving their life unto death. Hallelujah. So I'm standing up there, and I don't know, maybe they're going to kill me when they hear me talking about Yeshua. But anyway, I get up there, and I proclaim. And when she gets done, when I get done, she steps forward and puts me on my feet. And half the people in the room were there. And the whole time, these people in black, and they're all looking, and they're looking. And then she steps forward. She doesn't believe in Yeshua. And she gives her incredible testimony how her life was transformed by the presence of God. She doesn't know Yeshua yet. It was amazing. I stepped out. God heard me and opened the door. And I spoke to 60 people. Wow, incredible. A partnership. God created Adam and Eve. And he said to them, "Subdue the water." I read that and I said, "What are you, crazy, God? Why do you got the devil there?" Adam and Eve could have understood the word very simply and said, "Satan, get lost." But instead, they indulged communication with the devil. You don't want to talk to the devil. Just tell him to get lost, and that's the end of the conversation. You've got the power of God in you. Yeah. Moses. I mean, he sees, something happens, something calls him, he saves a Jewish person from persecution. He flees when he's 40 years old. He spends the next 40 years in the desert taking care of sheep. Like, oh my God, Lord, this is my calling, okay. And then at age 80, 40 years later, maybe a little over 80, God comes to him. He can do nothing. I can do nothing. My calling, I'm like Moses, is beyond your ability. It's beyond my ability. You know what the Bible says? It says flesh and blood cannot bring forth the kingdom of God. But God has given us everything. He's giving us his life. Moses says, I can't do it. Moses says, I can't talk. Moses says, I'm not going, get somebody else. And God says, I've chosen you. Ultimately, God says, I'll go with you. And he goes. And what's his name? Aaron. He sends Aaron to speak, and then you read it, and it ends up mostly Moses speaks. Moses steps out into it. God is with him, and he does all things. He sees signs. He sees wonders. He's got the life of God in him. And then they leave. Hallelujah. They leave Egypt, and a few days later, they're up against the Red Sea. Now listen, there's this guy again. They're up against the Red Sea. It's, you know, you can't get across it. And over behind, they look over them, and Egypt's coming to kill them, the whole army. And Egypt cries out to Moses and says, Moses, do something. And Moses cries out to God and says, God, help us. And Moses looks at him and says, raise your hand, Moses. You got it. You got it. Moses, raise your hand. Moses, I mean, God could have gone boom, chop, chop, and we'll be great. He says, Moses, raise your hand. Raise your hand, brothers and fathers, raise your hand. At work, be bold, speak it out. Jackie and I do not go through a day. We go to the supermarket. I tell them about Yeshua. Moses goes, he raises up his hand, hallelujah. And you know something? The water opens, the miracle of God is loose. Because Moses lifted his hand, because Moses had the life of God in him. He raises his hand, the water opens, they cross it right hand, and in the same moment, the water is destroyed. Egypt is wiped out, never to come back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They attacked Israel a few times in the past few decades, and they lost every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got it. You got it. You got it. David, he comes up against the sign of the devil in power. The whole army is afraid. They're afraid every single day. Goliath comes forward. And he says, you know, who wants to fight me? And all of Israel is scared. The whole army. And Moses comes up. David comes up. He's a kid. And the king, Saul looks at him and says, and says, okay, you can do it. Here, put on my weapons. Put on my armor. Take them the way I take them. And he puts it on and throws it around. That's not going to work for me. You are unique. You are special. What you have is not what I have. What you can touch, I can't touch. Each of us is unique. No two people are alike. Moses goes the stuff down. I'm sorry. David throws the stuff down. Thank God they left me 5%. Can you imagine they took 98%? I know they took 5%. Amazing. Anyway. Cowering and afraid. And he stands up and he takes his step. Not only does he destroy the work of the devil, but he empowers the body. That's my second word to you. One, step out in faith. Two, heal the sick in faith. Step out. One plants, another waters. Okay, God brings the increase. Go for it. Be bold. Share the gospel. Pray for the sick. Three, the nation is transformed. Israel gets up. All the soldiers run out. They destroy the devil. All of them, not just David. All of them go out. And they destroy the work of the devil. Hallelujah! When we begin to move in that kind of authority, we impact the army that surrounds us. Step out! You've got the glory of God. You've got the power of God. God gave you everything that you need. I'm just about done. Hallelujah. I could go on for 2 more hours. Elijah. Same thing, he says to Israel, who are you going to support? Baal or the God? Silence. Or it says he gathers all of Israel. All of Israel's there. And I don't know how he does it, he doesn't have a microphone, but he shouts out, who are you going to be for? Silence. He says, okay, Baal, you do it. They spend hours into the afternoon, the Baal priests trying to raise up the life of God. Nothing happens. And then get it in your heart. 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 Can I say it 35 times so every single person will get it in your heart? He, Elijah, Eliyahu, he steps out in faith. And he knows there's only two options. Either God's going to pour out of him, or he's going to be killed. There's no option. He steps out. And you can hold your altar. He builds a whole altar. And he steps out. And he says, do it. So many more examples, I'm not going to go into them. The disciples, Yeshua says, you go, you heal the sick. You open up the blind eyes. You raise the dead. You do it. God himself, Yeshua, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he humbled himself into the form of a man and a servant, and therefore God gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua, every knee would bow and every tongue confess. He stepped out, and therefore God gave him a name that was above every name. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Matthew 11:11. Not 24, okay? Hang with me. 5 more minutes, I'll be done with you. Matthew 11:11. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than Yohanan the Matthias, John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John 14:12. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than those, because I am going to the Father. Like, incredible. Wait a minute now. Let's think about what I just read to you. from all the people. This is my last thought. I want us to get it in. So, okay, so just give me one more minute. All the people from Abraham to John the Baptist. Right? John the Baptist was greater. Because what he was bringing and preparing was beyond anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
And yet, he who is the least, that's me, I'm the least. He who is the least in the kingdom of God is greater. Remember, we just spoke about Moses. We just spoke about Elijah. What's he spoke about? We spoke about David. We spoke about the disciples. He who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than all. Why? Why? How can that be? I got it all! Hallelujah! I'm not bragging, I'm not boasting. I'm posting it, I'm not boasting it. He has given me his life inside of me. I don't have to go to people, speak to people. I don't have to go and receive anointing from other people. I've got it all. The same Spirit that rose Messiah from the dead lives in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in you, brothers and sisters. Step out. You are greater than all the duplicates. Let's say you have the potential. You gotta step out. You gotta step out. Yeah. God told me, say it again. He said, most of the people in the churches, real believing people, they jump up and down on Sunday. They jump up and down on Saturday. They shout the glory of God and the wonder of God. And they sing songs. And they go to the local supermarket and they don't say a word. Because they're afraid. Fear not. I am with you. Amen?
Amen.
Can we all do that?
Yes.
That was only
yes.
2% of what I wanted to show. I showed it to Jackie, and Jackie said, oh, Eddie, it's way too much. I said, no, I'll fit over. I just wanted to get it, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Keep it before your eyes. Apply it. Live it out. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's a new thing. When I was younger, you step out. If you don't step out, hey, you get sick. Stand before the Lord. But everything, you know what it says? This is flesh and blood. Cannot inhabit the kingdom of God. Everything I did in me is going to burn up in this place.
only gotten better.